a honky-tonk, you're going into the ministry.
Your father tells me you got a mind to follow in his footsteps.
Mama, I don't hear this call Daddy wants me to hear.
It's a man's job learning to stand in his truth.
Anybody ever tell you you look just like Drexel Hemsley?
Are you guys related or something?
No, not related. You're the girl for me,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, here's the deal. Even though I sat through every mostly dull minute of The Identical, I still didn't know what the point of the movie was. It starts with a messy plot, a what-if story about what would have happened if Elvis's twin brothers, who was stillborn, had lived and been adopted to another family, growing up in the shadow of the legend's singing career. Only it's not Elvis, it's some other guy. But it's pretty much Elvis. With the production value that looks decent, but writing that doesn't go beyond a bad made-for-TV movie from the 80s, The Identical finds a faith-based way to tell the story of a rock star without the sex and the drugs. However, it's a neutered story with dull characters and a convoluted message, if there's even a message at all. The Identical gets 1.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.